All right, Richard, so the next vehicle, last one for today. This is one we both have driven, and I don't want to say it's a unique vehicle because a lot of folks have it, and it's a vehicle that I actually enjoy, but this is a vehicle that folks either love or they hate. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, so I call this, and this is, Infiniti, do not take this derogatory because it's not, but we call this the football.
We do.
And it is the 2022 Infiniti QX80. And the reason we call it a football is because it actually has this really pretty brown color. It's got like this, you know, the kind of the speckles in it almost. And it kind of looks like a football just because of how rounded the car is. But this is Infiniti's big SUV.
Yep.
It's, you know, it designed
this is Tahoe-ish
with,
size, if you want, if you would.
Correct. It's not, you know, it's not a, you know, a suburban, you know, style where it's, you know, got that long back end. It's designed to have kind of a full third row, we're going to call it that, with a little bit of cargo space in the back of it.
Correct.
But let's be honest, there's not a ton of
nope.
cargo space
nope.
behind that third row seat. So
no, if you're carrying stuff, you got to have that third row folded down if you're going to have any kind of cargo in it.
And it can carry, you know, 6 full-size adults. But again, if you're trying to put, you know, maybe a car seat in the middle and, or, you know, and then put a stroller in the back, you're not going to be able to do that
right.
very well. But really is a fantastic car. We've driven it before. It's got a lot of the nice plushness.
Oh, it's luxurious, no doubt about it. I mean, that part of it, bar none. In fact, I will tell you that, sorry, Chevrolet or, you know, General Motors, but on the luxury side of the fence, is this one more luxurious than what its counterparts are on the American side? Yeah, it is, absolutely.
So, Dad, one complaint you and I have always had with this vehicle is the infotainment system, but
yes.
It seems from what I was reviewing,
much better.
They kind of fixed it.
Oh, much better. Way better.
Interesting. Okay, so because it used to be... And
it was really wonky for the... You know, Nissan had kind of this wonky nav / you know, audio system and so on, and it was kind of wonky to even work your way through it and so on. Again, the only complaint that I had on this vehicle, and I'm being honest, folks, my only complaint, other than the fuel economy stinks, but Nissan, that's a whole other issue because it's a 5.6 Hemi engine and they just don't get great fuel economy. But 400 horsepower, by the way. My only complaint, and I don't know, again, if this has to do with some of the chip issues and so on, Richard, that's going on, but all of the steering wheel controls that you would at night expect to light up so you can actually see what's there and what buttons to push and so on, don't. And again, some of these things I'm just seeing from kind of vehicle to vehicle where you can see them having to sort of cut corners isn't the right word, but they're having to eliminate some things because of the chip shortage. And again, I just have to wonder, is that one of those on this vehicle? And I don't have the answer to that.
I think that, and you could be right, Dad, maybe it is a chip situation, and I hope it is, because the price you're going to pay for this QX80, you would expect everything to light up in this car,
correct.
Right? You know, just, you know, by motion sensitive or whatever. The only thing I would say to Infiniti is this, again, driven the car, it's great, it's smooth, folks. It feels almost like a truck going down the road. It
yep.
feels heavy.
It does.
In a good way, in that you don't, you know, you feel safe in it. So, folks, if you're looking to, you know, put your family and your kids in something safe and feel safe, this is definitely a car for you. But that, and it seems like Infiniti's catching up a little bit, but it doesn't quite seem like they fully caught up in terms of the technology, because based on what I'm reading and what I saw of the car, while they've updated their infotainment system, they're not quite there.
Nope.
But for some folks,
agree.
That may not be a big difference.
No, for me personally,
it's proven.
You know, the way I use it personally, fine. I have no issues with it whatsoever. It did have the, you know, the DVD screens in the back and all that, which again, for me personally, could care less about. This thing, by the way, I should have mentioned earlier, it will tow up to 8,500 pounds. So this is a full
wow.
vehicle that you can do whatever you want to with it. And it is very, very luxurious on the inside. So I will say, Richard, it is one of the most luxurious SUVs. But again, folks, without further ado, go check it out at your local Infiniti dealer. This vehicle is around $90,000, just shy of that, which is right in line with what you're going to pay in that particular realm. So again, go check this out at your local Infiniti dealer. Tell them that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason both sent you. Richard, I know we got a couple of more to do. We'll do those on Monday, though, because we, you know, with all the snow and everything else, we got a little bit behind, so we'll catch up on Monday. How's that sound?
That works for me. One thing, last thing I'll add on that Infiniti, Dad, is we just got word, we had some other stuff going on, that the diesel engines as part of the Yukon and, you know, what Chevy's and GM's
yes.
putting in their product is basically, they're halting production on those for the time being. And so if you're comparing apples to apples, and I've got a diesel engine version, but if you're going to look at the 6.2 liter, this is very comparable towing to one of those vehicles with the gas. And since you can't get the diesel and the added torque and such, I don't know, maybe something that folks consider, but just a small item to note there.
Good point. All right. With that, I'll leave it at that. We'll talk Monday.
Sounds good.
All right, Richard. Love you. Appreciate it very much. Jerry and Greeley, hang tight. We'll come right back to you. We have a couple lines open, by the way, on top of that, 303-477-5600. And, guys, I always get questions from you guys during the week on, hey, I'm looking at this vehicle. I'm looking at this new vehicle, this used vehicle. We have all these reviews, these things that we've done. We do that on purpose so we can share these things with you, knowing that, no, not everybody's going to go out and buy a $90,000 car. I get that. But some of you may buy a $60,000 used one of these a few years down the road. It's also why we do this. So we have done this now since about 2008. So it's been a very long time that we've been driving cars. So typically there's something that you're looking at. We've typically driven it, know some of the history behind it and so on. It's why we do this. So if you ever have a question on what to buy, what to drive and so on, please just let us know. We're happy to answer that. But Drive Radio, we'll be right back. This is KLZ 560.